Our dazzling donor today, Walshke, is none other than our super fam, the one, the only Lynn Pham of Beaverton, Oregon.
That's right. The man behind the Marsupial Gurgle website. If you don't know about the Marsupial Gurgle website, you might be new to TBTL and this wacky, wacky world we live in. But
that's right.
Lynn, about 2 years ago, he started this website called Marsupial Gurgle, and we can explain that in a second. But the bottom line of the website is he goes and painstakingly, after every single episode of TBTL for the past 2 years, he breaks out what he thinks are the funniest little moments. Sometimes they're 2 seconds long, sometimes they're 40 seconds long of you and I talking, and he itemizes them all on the website. So if you ever heard anything and you're like, boy, that would really sound good as a ringtone, Marsupial Gurgle is the place to go.
That's right. And I put Lynn, we've got a list of these dazzling donors, who, by the way, I'll remind everyone, they've been donating at the $50 a month level, which was the highest recurring donation that you could sign up for last year during the TV telethon. And that's kind of, that's what makes someone a particularly dazzling donor. And Lynn's been doing that, which we really appreciate. We had this list of dazzling donors that we're thanking, and I moved Lynn up on the list slightly because I know Lynn had a rough week last week. Why? Because I think as of Thursday's show, I believe, was the 2 year anniversary of the Marsupial Gurgle, as we call it, and as the website is named for. This sound, Andrew, that you once made on this show without meaning to. It was the 2 year anniversary of that on Thursday. And when I ran into, wait, where'd my dazzling donor music go? Dang it.
Here, do you want me to play it from my end? It was I'm not going to lie to you. It was a little bit loud anyway. So how about I play it from my end? Is that okay?
All right, fine. You're just a stickler.
Well, you know that Lynn is going to listen to this, and he's going to listen to it as closely as anybody's ever listened to anything. So we want to make sure that the fidelity is as good as possible in this case.
That's fair. Because the thing is, last Thursday was the 2 year anniversary of the day of the show, Andrew, that you uttered that weird Marsupial Gurgle, which I will play one more time for people. And Lynn wanted me to mention it on the show because he has the Marsupial Gurgle website. And I forgot. Well, Thursday what happened was Prince died. So I happened to run into Lynn at an event on Thursday night in Portland. And he said, hey, I know you didn't announce it today. I totally got it because of the Prince thing. In fact, it was better that way. And I said, yeah, okay, dude. Yeah, I'll mention it tomorrow. And then what happened? I didn't mention it on Friday because I forgot. And so then over the weekend, Lynn was on Twitter mentioning that he was, well, this was slightly, I don't want to say he was dissing the newsletter, but he mentioned on Twitter something about, like, it was mentioned on the newsletter, but I was hoping it would make it onto the podcast. So in his mind, he ranks the newsletter slightly below the podcast, Andrew.
Slightly,
are you okay
with
that?
Yeah, no. It was a weekend of flaming. I definitely got a lot of.
Did you consider that being flame?
I got a lot of flaming on both accounts this weekend from a very upset Lynn Pham. So hopefully we're making up for that today. I don't know. Maybe if I keep on stuttering, though, I won't.
Well, maybe you'll make a new marsupial gurgle without meaning to.
That's not how it goes.
That was like someone's going to turn you into a chicken donut at BK.
The thing that people don't know, if you didn't hear the original show when I made that noise, of course, it was just something that went by pretty quickly in passing on the original show. And then some listener wrote in and said, what the hell was that sound Andrew made when he was trying to find his words on something? And then you found the exact time code and then you remixed that.
Here,
sound.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it in context. Okay.
So you have
13
that.
Seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got every possible version of this. This is you in real time. This is excerpted from that episode of the show that happened 2 years ago last Thursday. Do you think we're happier or less happy with all of the ways that we can just have whatever we want whenever we want it?
I mean, happier big picture. I don't know. I'm happier with my media. Still doesn't make sense. It is the eighth wonder of the world. It is the first wonder of podcasting. I still don't know. I've heard that a million times, and I still don't know how that ended up happening.
That led me, of course, to make a bunch of a bunch of mashups where I like mixed your voice with other music. Really, if you want to do a deep dive on the Marsupial Gurgle, listen to the episode from 2 years ago Thursday, and then I would say listen to the episode after it, because that was when we really went for it with various mixes and permutations.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, let's bring this back to Lynn. If you do just want to kind of hear those things, I mean, he has every version of it on, again, Marsupial Gurgle. So if you just go to like the kind of whatever, go to his page and you'll be able to find pretty prominently the page that explains it all. And he's got the sound. He's got the sound in context. He's got the remixes. He's got everything you need for your Marsupial Gurgle needs.
And more.
Yeah.
So there you go. Lynn Pham, dazzling donor of the day. Thanks, buddy, and I hope we made it up to you.